Well, hello, hello, hello. How's everybody doing this evening? I have a guest in the house who now has YouTube, this right now, pulled up on his phone. All right, go ahead, say hi to everybody right quick before I get started.
Hi.
You are so silly.
Where's your chat? Can I see your chat?
Huh? Could you just say, kid, this guy, here, go ahead, close the door for me. This guy will be 13, y'all, on the 31st. Where does the time go? So at any rate, I'm Jacqueline Kabai, Dr. Jacqueline Kabai Harrison. Sometimes I forget about the doctor. That's recent, as of June 2023. So at any rate, it's been a minute since I've gone live, but I said that I am going to start going live again. Haven't quite figured out exactly how often, but here I am. So I wanted to talk tonight about productivity, right? Now, specifically for entrepreneurs, however, these tips can be applied towards anyone. Anyone, any walk of life that is looking to be more productive in their life, whether it be more productive as an entrepreneur, be more productive at your place of business, just in your life in general. Productivity. You know, and the thing of it is, a lot of times we fall short or don't achieve whatever goals it is that we want to achieve because we're not as productive as we can be. Now, so let's take a step back real quick. So we're talking about productivity. So one key word goes into being productive, or it's not the only key word, but the one I'm going to talk about tonight is consistency, is being consistent. How do you stay consistent, right? Now, again, I'm going to gear this towards entrepreneurs because that is my target audience. However, again, this could be applied to, you know, in any form of fashion to any goal that you're working towards. So let's talk about consistency. So I took a few notes because I want to make sure that I didn't leave anything off. I'm just going to share a couple of tips with you about how to maintain consistency. So first off, as a business owner, right? Why is it important to be consistent? Consistency can create, or a consistency will allow you to achieve or get to your end goal a lot faster, a lot sooner than later, right? To get to that end goal. Now, the thing of it is, sometimes we may have a business and we kind of on and off, right? You know, we start up, we do something, we go hard, and then we drop off, right? And we have like a cycle of doing that. Now, here's the thing. That's fine if you don't necessarily mind moving at that pace. But if you have a lot that you want to do, you know, you have these goals where you want to impact as many people as possible, and you want to do it in the shortest time possible, right? Then consistency is going to be key. You can't just, you know, go hard for a month and then drop off for 2 months. Pop back up. Hey, I'm back, everybody. You know, go hard again and then drop off again, right? It's just going to make the process take even longer. And a lot of times, too, you'll end up losing momentum when you do that. So that's one of the reasons that I wanted to mention about why consistency is so important. Also, as a coach or a consultant, if you want people to sign on with you as their coach or their consultant, why would people think that you're going to show up for them and you're not showing up for yourself, right? Just think about if you were in the process of looking for your next coach or your next mentor, let's just say, right? You are trying to achieve a particular thing in your business and it's something new. You need, you know, someone to kind of show you the ropes. How likely would you be to link up with someone who is not consistent, right? If that person is not consistently showing up for themselves and in their business, then what's the likelihood that they're going to do that for us, right? So when you are, you know, advertising your services, it's important to understand that, that if you want someone to sign on with you, you know, sign on into your coaching packages, your mastermind, whatever the case is, right? And that person is looking at you and they're looking to see how you show up for yourself. So if you don't show up for yourself, what would make that person think that you're going to show up for them? So that's just a couple of reasons. There's a lot of reasons why consistency is important, right? But those two things I wanted to mention. One, showing up for yourself, other people looking at you and watching you, because they are, right? And they're looking at the fact that if you're showing up consistently in your business and consistently following through, right? And also, consistency helps you to gain momentum and to keep momentum, to keep that consistency helps to keep you motivated. And it can get you from point A to point B in, let's just say, 3 months versus 8 months or versus a year, right? Just being consistent, all right? So keep that in mind. So first I want to talk about consistency. Know your why. As a business owner, what is your why? Why are you doing this, right? Why are you trying to reach the amount of people that you're reaching? What is the message you want to get across? Why is this message important to you? So I'll use myself, for example. I originally started my business because I wanted to help women, and at the time, not even women in business, but I wanted to help African-American women show up as the best version of themselves, right? The name of my company is Realizing Your Potential. I wanted to help women across the globe realize their potential. I got tired of seeing and hearing stories and witnessing it about women just kind of, you know, fade to black, so to speak. They in the background, you know, they're clapping for other people. They're helping out on other projects, helping propel things along, but they don't want any recognition. They don't even consider themselves a leader. They are not walking in their full God-given purpose, right? They're not realizing their potential. And I recognize that one of the reasons that that happens is because I don't want to say low self-esteem, but let's say the need to build confidence, right? That need to feel confident in yourself and your abilities. Because oftentimes when we don't, we have a tendency to shrink down, right? When we don't feel worthy of attention or worthy of support, we often shrink down. That's just kind of human nature, right? Or even if you're venturing off into a new category or uncharted territory, so to speak, right? Like a lot of times when we worked in maybe a corporate job or in our profession for years, right? Now we ventured off into our own business and we feel a little uncertain, a little insecure, right? Because it's new to us. It's uncharted territory. We may have a tendency to shrink down or a tendency to not believe in ourselves or to second guess ourselves, right? So I got so tired of seeing that. And even not only witnessing it, but experiencing it, like me myself actually experiencing that very same thing. And I recognized that once I was able to rebuild my self-esteem and my self-confidence, I no longer wanted to fade to black. I no longer wanted to stay in the background. I no longer second-guessed myself. So I said to myself, wow, I know what increasing my self-esteem and my self-confidence has done for me and my life. Why not help other women do the same? So that was my why. That was and is my why. I branched off into different ways that I do that now, but it's still the same why. Helping women to be the best version of themselves. Helping women to realize their potential and walk in their purpose. Fully walk in their purpose, right? And feel worthy of abundance, okay? So that's my why. And now I have some other whys too, but that was my greatest why. So always keep in mind what your why is. And the thing of it is, sometimes we just moving too fast, or we get so bogged down, or we're just not thinking, or maybe we just forgot. But have it written somewhere so that if you need to put your hands on it, right, to remember exactly what your why was or what initially ignited that passion for you, go take a look at it, or pin it up like how people pin up affirmations, right? Do what you have to do to keep that why in mind. It's hard to stay motivated, to stay focused, and to stay consistent on something. Consistently take intentional action and you don't remember what the why is or what, like I said, it doesn't just have to be one thing. I mean, we have a lot of different whys. It could be to help women realize their potential. It could be to leave your full-time job, to live the life of your dreams, travel, whatever the case is, right? We all have numerous whys. So make sure you stay connected with that. Keep it somewhere, written down, posted, whatever you have to do, right? So that's the first thing I want to suggest, is to be clear on your why. Some people have their own personal story as their why, like I just described. And some individuals, it could be God's vision, God's plan for you, right? Or just in general, your business goals. A lot of times, all of those intersect. Your story, your personal story, your business goals, your God-given purpose. All right, so we talked about your why and being clear about that. Okay, so next, make sure that your goals are clear, concise, measurable, and feasible, right? So here's the thing. When you have your why, right? Then you have your long-term, your short-term goals. Be very clear on what those goals are, okay? So the first step to that is you have to be very, very clear on what they are. What do those goals look like, right? If someone says, I want to impact women, you got to be more specific. Who do you want to impact? I mean, as far as their age, their geographic location, their socioeconomic status, whether they're married, single, whether they have children. You always hear people talk about, my nose is itching. Hear people talk about who is your target audience, right? Be very clear. So if I want to impact women, who do I want to impact, right? Because the thing of it is, I can't impact everybody, or not effectively. I can't impact everybody. So be very clear about what that particular goal is, whether you're a coach, a consultant, whether you have you have a clothing store. Maybe you are a publisher. You publish books. Maybe you're an image consultant. Whatever your title or titles are, be very specific and very clear on what that goal looks like, what it looks like in a year, what it looks like in 5 years, what it looks like in 10 years. Okay? So be very, very clear. Clarity is key. Okay, because you can't achieve something and be motivated about it and be consistent with actionable steps, and you're not even really sure or really clear on what that looks like. Okay, next, in reference to achieving those measurable, feasible, and concise goals, right? What steps are you going to take? What are you going to be consistent with? If you don't know what the actionable steps are, then you're not going to be consistent. Consistently doing what? Running in circles? I mean, you know what I'm saying? Because you could be busy doing a bunch of stuff, but if it's not actionable, clear, actionable steps to lead you to that long-term goal or that short-term goal, then what are you doing, right? So when your goal is clear, concise, and measurable, you have to know those exact steps that you need to take, big and small steps, right? Once you know that, you can work towards being consistent, right? Once you got that clear picture and you know what you're going to do, what those actionable steps are, then you can be consistent. So think about that. When you know your why, you're clear on your why, you're clear on what that goal looks like, who you're helping, how you're helping them, right? and how and the steps that you're going to take to get there. When you have all three of those things, you can be consistent. And can we all know that consistency is what it takes. You have to consistently show up and basically show out, right? Consistently show up regularly, scheduled, however you decide you're going to do it to achieve that goal. That will help you be more consistent. So when we talk about steps, the clarity, I like to use the example of starting a podcast. Let's just say you decide you want to do a podcast, and you're going to, when you know that that's the goal, let's say that's the long-term goal. The goal is you want to have a podcast. Oh no, I'm sorry. Let me back it up. Let's say you want to impact women. You want to impact women. I don't know, that are mothers. Let's just say between the ages of, 20 and 30 women that are mothers. You want to help them, practice better self-care. Let's just say, right? So you've already decided on, what your mission is, what your why is, why it's important to you, why you want to help that target audience, why you want to help them, why it's important, and how you're going to help them, right? Then once you decide on that, then you're going to come up with some sort of a goal. Let's say, for example, the goal is to create a podcast. You know who you want to impact, how you want to impact them, and then you have to decide what's that vehicle. Well, how are you going to do it, right? You decided upon doing a podcast. Okay. For whatever the reason, you decide on a podcast. So you decide that's going to be the best way to reach your target audience. Then you're going to do, those actionable steps would be figuring out, okay, I want to do a podcast. Okay, so maybe what's the name of the podcast going to be? What time is it going to air? What platform am I going to use for the podcast? What's the setup for the podcast I'm going to use? Is it going to be me talking? Am I going to be bringing on guests? Am I going to be out in the community just interviewing people? Or is it going to be a podcast about me and my life? You're going to be actually determining how you're going to go about doing that, right? So actually figuring out all of those different things or answering all of those questions is actually your actionable steps. Right. So once you figure out how you're going to do that, sit down and figure out how you're going to do that, then that will set you up for what you have to do next. Right. So you're doing all of your research and you're let's just say that's one actionable step. The long term goal, you want to impact people this particular age. This is why you want to do it. And you know, you want to impact a certain amount of people. The way you decide you're going to do it is to do a podcast. Then all of your actionable steps to be consistent with is the different things you need to put in place. Hit the ground running, figuring out where your target audience or how you can reach them the best, right? That would be one actionable step. Are they on the Anchor platform? I'm sorry. I know there's not Anchor anymore. What is it? Spotify. Are they on Spotify? Are they on Apple Podcasts? That could be one of your actionable steps, doing that research, figuring out which platforms is your ideal client likely to be on? Is it on YouTube, right? So actually those are actionable steps you would be taking to figure out the best way to do that, the best way to reach your audience. So let's say you decided, like I said, who your audience is, how you're going to reach them, what the best platform is. Then maybe another actionable step would be, what time is the podcast going to air? You know what I mean? What would be the best likely time that your audience would be able to tune into your podcast? That would be an actionable step. If you decide you're going to have guests, decide how you're going to select your guests. That would be an actionable step, right? Who do you want to have on the show? Who do you want to have on the show? How are you going to select them? And how are you going to go about actually reaching out to them? Those are all actionable steps around getting your podcast together, right? Which the long-term goal is to have the podcast, get it up and running, and be able to have the impact and reach that particular target audience that you want to reach, right? So we kind of just walked it all the way back. So those are all actionable steps. Once you have actually got that clarity on what it is that you want to do, how you're going to do it, all of those break down into an actionable step, right? Clear, concise. I'm glancing at my notes. clear, concise, actionable steps. Clear, concise, actionable steps. Again, let's take it back. We're talking about being more productive. One of the ways you can be more productive, or shall I say, is mandatory. Consistency is mandatory. In order to be productive in your business, you have to be consistent. Why is consistency important? Consistency is important because people, as a coach or consultant, people are looking at how you show up for yourself. No one is going to feel that you can show up for them if you can't even show up for yourself, right? Also, I mentioned in terms of consistency, the reason that you want to be consistent or that is so important is to make it's for you to scale your business. You can do something in, I don't know, maybe 6 months versus a year. It taking you a year or a year and a half just by being consistent, right? So I wanted to mention just those two things. There's a lot more that goes into that. But I wanted to just give you two quick examples about why consistency is important. So when we talk about consistency, then I went into being clear on your why. What is your why? Maybe it's tied into your personal story. Maybe it is your God-given purpose, right? It and all of that ties into your business goals. What is the goals for your business? What is the why behind your business? Why are you doing what you do? Why did you come up with this idea in the first place? And I don't care what it is, coach, consultant, you sell, you know, beauty products, you publish books, whatever the case is, right? Your overall business goals, knowing your why. And then we moved into the clarity, being clear, concise, measurable. Goals being clear, concise, and measurable. Knowing exactly what those goals are, what the long-term goals are. Let's say where you want to be in 10 years and be able to walk it all the way back to, 10 years, 5 years. 3 years, 1 year. Once you walk it all the way back, then you will begin to work on those specific steps, big and small, that you're going to take to work towards that goal, right? And the idea behind that is when you are clear on your why, you're clear on your goals, you're clear on the how, the actionable steps that you need to take in order to achieve that goal, you need all of that in order to be consistent. Once you have all of those pieces in place, you should have no problem with being consistent. If you still have additional struggles with consistency, I would advise that it may be a deeper issue. Maybe possibly you might need some therapy. You know, if you find yourself constantly procrastinating or you just can't keep that motivation up, you've done all of these steps. And for whatever the reason, you just keep second guessing yourself, doubting yourself so much, you just can't stay motivated, regardless to having clear goals and clear actionable steps. And it might be something a little bit deeper that you might need to look into. Okay, give me some feedback. Let me know. Try these different things. Let me know how it works. If you have additional questions, let me know. Make sure you also tune in or subscribe to the 8 Queens Roundtable channel. That way you can stay up to date on when I'm going live, individually, or when I'm bringing on a different guest. Right now, we have the Born to Lead docuseries going on, which is I'm interviewing different entrepreneurs, and it's all around leadership. So they tell their stories, some of their successes, some of their failures, and always leaving off with different tips and tools on how you can be a better leader, leading yourself and or, your business, okay, or leader in your business. But it all starts off with we have to be a good leader first before we can lead anybody else, right? We got to lead ourselves first before we can lead anybody else. As well as I actually do the Queen's Spotlight, which is specifically for entrepreneurs, coaches, consultants, and it's basically putting a spotlight on your business. So if you have a new business, if you're rebranding, if you have a new product and or service coming out in your business, publishing a new book, a mastermind, a virtual event coming up, let me know. I can definitely give you more exposure. That way, you know, you can have a bigger turnout, more eyes on your brand, you know, more brand awareness. If you have a virtual event or, you, like I said, you have an anthology, I can interview you as well as your co-authors, as well as your speakers, again, to bring more visibility to your event. So make sure you subscribe to the Eight Queens Roundtable channel. You can also follow me as well on LinkedIn and on Facebook. I'm on LinkedIn and Instagram under Realizing Your Potential 123. And I am on LinkedIn under Dr. Jacqueline Kabah Harrison. So thanks again. And please leave me some comments and let me know if you found the video helpful. And please share it out, tag a friend, and just, you know, stay tuned. Make sure you subscribe. All right, y'all. Take care. And I'll talk to you all again soon. Bye.